AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I think it really cements Indiana's status as a global hub for One Health innovation. So I'm so excited about that being here. And you're right, it is. It's nice to look at. Oh, you know, when you're on the highway, you look over to the right and you're like, oh my gosh, there it is, brand new, part of the skyline and symbolic of a healthier future that I think awaits us all thanks to that innovation and what else happens here.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, here to recap the month of October with Agrinova CEO Christy Wright and Vice President Libby Fritz. Guys, welcome to the studio and the end of October.
What a full month. Lightning speed.
You're not really kidding.
Yes, for sure. And some really major announcements shaping the future of food and ag innovation. And I'm so excited for Indiana to be really at the center of it. There's incredible momentum that's building, a lot of changes, and it'll be interesting to talk about it today.
Yeah, we've got a full one.
October's been busy.
Starting from the literal first day of the month, I believe, when you were there, Libby, right? When Elanco cut the ribbon on its new global headquarters, and that's kind of where we're going to start here at the top. They have a new headquarters just off downtown Indianapolis.
They're creating a new city skyline on the riverfront on the west side. A beautiful new state-of-the-art innovation center that Elanco has invested in. And then on extension of not only just the global headquarters, but the adjacent One Health Innovation District that they are creating in partnership with Purdue University and the state of Indiana.
It's a super powerful statement about Indiana's leadership, isn't it? At the intersection of plant, animal, human, and environmental health. And I think it really cements Indiana's status as a global hub for One Health innovation. So I'm so excited about that being here. And you're right, it is. It's nice to look at. Oh, you know, when you're on the highway, you look over to the right and you're like, oh my gosh, there it is, brand new, part of the skyline and symbolic of a healthier future that I think awaits us all thanks to that innovation and what else happens here.
Christy, you had a chance to talk with the Food Dive and were featured talking about this exact moment and the cementing of this building being part of Indianapolis' skyline and what it actually means, and the fact that One Health isn't just this concept we've decided will be part of our city's DNA, but that it's already been here. And so I think that that's really something to note is, hey, we've already been kind of hosting this party. I think we said we've already stepped into this era.
Yeah.
Right. But like, it's just additive to what's already being accomplished here.
Definitely. Yeah, it's here and now. And I think an amazing foundation that we can continue to build on.
And we get to do that on November 13th.
Yeah, we're partnering with sister initiative BioCrossroads and Elanco to host a One Health Summit. So really going to dive into that topic of where animal, human, plant, and planetary all converge.
I think that registration closes October 31st. Is that correct?
There is a capacity limit. So we are very close. So if you have interest in attending, please get on there and sign up. There is a wait list that if we do reach that mark that you will be on and then hopefully then move into attendance.
I don't know if we said this, but that summit will be hosted at Elanco. Mm-hmm. And so also just to tie that ribbon up. So we hope you'll join us or join the wait list.
There's someone here at the table that's hosting a panel during the summit.
Yes, very exciting. It'll be on food as health. And we will have all parts of the ag bioscience value chain represented. So we'll have a speaker from PepsiCo, speaker from Purdue. We'll have representatives from the seed industry. And so should be a really interesting dialogue from that standpoint. And I'm looking forward to the perspectives from all the other leaders in the other panels, because we're going to have CEOs and university presidents and startups and others represented. So it'll be really, I think, really exciting conversation.
I don't think this conversation has happened anywhere, but that first panel on November 13th, you're going to have the presidents of IU and Purdue, sitting next to the CEOs of Lilly, Elanco, and Corteva. So as we talk about One Health, and we keep saying it's the interconnection of human, animal, plant, and planetary, you're having the state leaders all sit there on that same panel. And then it's moderated by the CACP CEO, Melina Kennedy. And so I am, Christy, I'm of course looking forward to your panel. But if there is another panel on that day that I am just really excited to sit and gather and listen to what those leaders are saying, I'm really excited for that one.
So by the time this podcast drops, you will have about 24 hours to decide if you want to try to get registered, try to get on the wait list. The link will be in the show notes for you to try to do that. We hope you'll join us for the One Health Summit at Elanco's headquarters. That same day, another big announcement dropped coming from our plant science leader here in the state, and that's Corteva.
Yes, as we were at the Elanco ribbon cutting, which was done by a dog, by the way, super nice touch. The news also broke out of Corteva that they will plan to separate into two separate companies, two independent publicly traded companies, one comprising of its current crop protection business and the other comprising its current seed business.
It's really interesting time right now in the value chain, isn't it? I mean, the Corteva's restructuring really reflects the rapidly changing dynamics in the global ag value chain. And I know that BASF also recently announced that they're going to be divesting part of their ag portfolio. We're seeing changes in the downstream value chain, a lot of the food companies under similar pressure or changing their structures. So, you know, I think that as the landscape shifts, Indiana is in the best place for Corteva to lead, to grow, to shape their future of both of their new companies. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how innovation and focus drive new directions in ag bioscience.
So both companies, one is New Corteva and the other one, SpinCo.
But that's just a moniker.
A moniker, yeah.
For their new right,
plant genetics and seed company, yes. Right now it's got an interim name of SpinCo, and then it will be officially named later. And then New Corteva, which will be, is also, I think, interim name, will have the crop protection and biologicals portfolio. So it will be really interesting to see how that evolves, and we'll be cheering them on. I know it's not a simple process, but I think we're seeing them move rapidly toward their next chapter, and excited to see how it unfolds.
And every time that Corteva is talking about this, they're also making sure that they keep it that both companies will be farmer-centric. And so I think that's always been the leading edge of Corteva, is that farmer focused first, that pure play ag. And so now you just get two companies. So it'll be interested to see how this continues.
As they continue to move quickly, they also continue to make moves. And so since that October 1st announcement, I think we've seen a couple of things come out of Corteva, including an announcement on a multi-year collaboration with Profluent to accelerate sustainable AI-powered crop innovation. That's through Corteva Catalyst. And then they also announced an agreement to explore commercial potential with Agzyn. And so they're continuing to look at new partnerships and ways to drive innovation via Corteva Catalyst and continuing that movement as well.
Those two moves by Corteva are both in the areas of exploration and AI, which another company here in Indiana also just announced funding for.
Biomedit. We had this conversation with Aaron Schott when he was on the podcast last month, so we'll make sure we link this in the show notes. They were awarded nearly $2 million from the Bezos Earth Fund in partnership with Bioversity International USA and Yale University. And they've been selected as one of 15 global teams from the Bezos Earth Fund's AI for Climate and Nature Grand Challenge. So this funding is going to support development of the Rumen Digital Twin, an artificial foundation model designed to identify the most effective strategies for reducing methane emissions in cattle while also optimizing animal productivity and welfare. Aaron explained this to me when he was on the podcast, and I'm going to be really honest, I wasn't expecting him to tell me about this. So as he was explaining it to me, I was getting mesmerized. I was amazed by it, and I didn't know how to respond. So I just said, wow, that's amazing. And I would be happy to show anybody the clip of that, because it is remarkable that they continue to do this kind of work. Just a really, really big win for the Biomedit team.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's a perfect response. It is amazing. I mean, I think when you think about the fascinating innovation that's happening here with Biomedit, where science, data, and purpose come together to advance sustainable ag and One Health solutions, it's just really interesting. And also the fact that they've been able to harness applied AI and transform animal health and sustainability as a result is really, really cool. I mean, I can imagine sitting across from him, because even reading about it gets me into kind of head explosion territory. Just like amazing the things that we can do with science and innovation today in this regard.
Yeah. It says the goal of the project's to kind of replace that lengthy and expensive animal trial. And it feels like they continue to really excel at exploring the different ways that AI can create these new possibilities and accelerate them so much faster. And so a big shout out to Aaron and his team. We will, again, link that episode in the show notes, and you can laugh at me at about the 23-minute mark when I believe I told him I have no response to that. That's amazing. Great work, Biomedit. Moving on, similar name, different company, BioBond, launching new products.
There is a person here at the table who might enjoy herself some artificial nails. And so when this story released, I heard the biggest whoop in the office, because BioBond is a revolutionary bio-based adhesive for artificial fingernails.
It's incredible. I have a condition. I can't have gel nail polish on my fingers. I was telling Christy about this before we hit record.
This is an interesting story when you want to tie back to last month's end podcast when we were really diving into bioinnovation. And so BioBond kind of doing the non-PFSAs and really diving into plant water-based adhesives. And so they are bringing a brand new product to the market, and it is really diving into that new material, new technology, new way of doing a new material that is safe for the environment and for humans. And so it's a really interesting story that BioBond has got going on here.
And they also, I think they have part of their strategy that's dedicated to rural revitalization too, which I think is really interesting part of how they've decided their go-to-market strategy. So their kind of tagline of powered by nature, I think, is also really cool when you think about how they're differentiated in the marketplace and what they are bringing to market. And I know, Kayla, you were talking about the innovation and their rate of innovation happening at BioBond. They're just continuously offering new products to the marketplace, which is really great.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to hit different markets, this bio melt for artificial fingernails, and then a week later to announce BioBond School Adhesive for a healthier alternative to traditional glues in, you know, schools, that's incredible to be able to have that kind of range and applicability across multiple markets. And so they're doing some incredible work and continue to launch new products across a range of industries. BioBond out of West Lafayette. Moving on. A big announcement here on our very own campus of 16 Tech Innovation District. Applied Research Institute has announced their innovation headquarters for Heartland Bioworks. And so there's going to be a big investment in our biomanufacturing leadership and establishment for Indianapolis as a national hub for innovation and workforce development in biomanufacturing.
Yeah, this is a follow-up to, I believe it was 2023, when Indiana got named a regional tech hub from the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the EDA. So several years in the making of this footprint happening. It will be a 20,000 square foot, two-story facility here on the 16 Tech campus right off of Indiana Avenue. And so It's fun watching not only the tackle of getting that designation and then, oh goodness, we got it. And now watching ARI really take this into a tangible footprint and in real world offerings with that Tech Hub designation is fantastic for Indiana.
Yeah, the headquarters is going to house state-of-the-art classroom, benchtop, and I think pilot scale infrastructure to provide hands-on training and upskilling opportunities to help our biomanufacturing workforce grow here in Indiana. And then it's also going to serve as a collaboration hub that will enable innovators across the sectors to really work together and strengthen the Midwest role in America's bioeconomy. So a lot of action and activity will take place in that headquarters, and it's really exciting to have it here in the 16 Tech campus.
We had a chance to talk with Sarah Glavin at Libby's suggestion. She had heard her speak. She's a visiting fellow at Princeton University's Anlinger Center, a former White House, Pentagon, Naval Research Laboratory biotechnologist. And she said something that I personally loved, but was really profound. She didn't realize how much corn was in Indiana until she came to visit last month. And she just said, you know, Indiana is the heart of the bioeconomy with everything that is there, and being able to upskill and prepare that workforce will be really important. And so this feels like a significant milestone. And we'll link that episode in the show notes. It was, I think, last month where we spoke with her, but a big announcement for the 16 Tech Innovation District and, of course, for Heartland BioWorks. As we look ahead, we've got an event coming up. Quadrant, the finale.
We do four quadrants a year, so our fourth one is coming up on December 3rd. We will be announcing speakers and agenda here in the next few days and weeks. And so, Christy, I'm so excited for you to do another quadrant that isn't literally on day three of your employment.
Yes.
With the Agronovis team. And so this one will be really our year-end wrap-up. It will also be where we bring the Ag Bioscience mentorship class and its reunion of doing that. And so I'm really excited for our final quadrant of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll link the registration in the show notes. We hope you'll join us.
Definitely. By then I'll be old hat, right? Second one's a charm. See one, do one, teach one. Is that what they say in med school? I'm thinking. So yeah, it should be good. It should be exciting, and I'm really excited to have the AMP class join us as well. That'll be really neat to have them together, and it'll be great.
All right, guys. October was a busy one, and it is my hope that when we come back here in 1 month, we have just as much to talk about as we did this month, because holy cow, what a month!
And then downtown Indianapolis this week is National FFA Convention. So enjoy all of the blue jackets that are in Indianapolis right now.
That's right. I love this time of year. I love seeing the blue jackets. I love the fact that Indiana gets to host FFA. I think it's such a cool conference, and what a great organization, as we all know. But yeah. It also seems like this time of year, you know, it's like it's become synonymous with the fall in lots of ways to see them here. So
I have been entrusted with judging some broadcast presentation practicums. Oh. And so I look forward to those hitting my inbox. I don't have to drive into the flow of Blue Jackets to do that anymore. They let you do it via email now, but I will be combing through some fantastic broadcast submissions to pick some winning communications plans from FFA members across the country.
Oh, good.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, you're a perfect person to do that. Okay. That's great.
Yes, as evidenced by this podcast.
Yes,
it's evidenced. Well, thank you all for joining us. We look forward to checking in with you next month. On behalf of the entire Agronovis team, I'm Kayla Chittister saying thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agronovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrindovisindiana.com.